Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. Happy Wednesday. Happy National Cheeseburger Day today, man.
I'm loving this. I'm getting one.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, just a minute, I'm going to tell you some places that's doing some really good deals.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that, man, I got to get to the dumbass of the day, man.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So, it's not you this week.
Oh, okay.
Are you happy that you're not it, or are you sad that you didn't win?
Yeah, you was kind of relieved, man.
That's
you look relieved.
Yeah.
But I caught a highlight from the Seattle Mariners game. And
it's
a fella by the name of Victor
Robles. Victor Robles. What are you doing, dog? Sorry, yeah. I'll let you do what you do.
Yeah, so here's the highlight of him trying to steal home, and I'll just take it away.
And they're stealing home. The throw. Got him.
That makes 0 cents. You have a 3-0 count, and you're going to try to steal home.
3-0 count.
Cents right there from the Mariners.
Absolutely ridiculous. 3-0, and Justin Turner staring into the dugout as if to say, really?
It was a 3-0 count.
And bases loaded.
Bases loaded.
So you was about to get walked in, buddy. That's just dumb in my estimation, and it'll tell you a little bit about myself and my general work ethic, why would I run when I could have walked?
No,
you know what I mean? You feel me? Like, if you just wait a little bit longer, you would have had a stroll in as opposed to exerting that extra energy, and you got tagged.
There you go.
Now look at you stupid.
That was the dumbest.
Smarter, not harder.
100%.
That was the dumbest play I seen this week, and we seen one from Will Levis, pretty much.
Yeah.
We seen a couple weeks of Will Levis.
What's it going to be this week? To me, that guy, that wasn't just a dumb baseball play, and this is so unfair, but I'm still going to say it. I think he's actually dumb. You're sitting there and you played baseball your whole life. People have told you these things your whole life. You see the 3-0 count. The umpire's up there going like this. You see the bases are loaded. Not only was that a dumb baseball play, I think he's actually dumb.
Did he have a Carlton Banks moment where he just wanted to be a star?
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. He stole the ball from Will Smith.
Look at the guts on that guy.
everything went in slow motion. He started getting the
Yeah.
He's like, here we go. I'm gonna go steal home. I always wanted to steal home. Well, now look at you.
That was dumb. So back to cheeseburgers.
Let's go.
It's National Cheeseburger Day, and
cheeseburger.
I'm I'm going to give y'all a list of places that's doing some cool little deals. So right,
I got my pen ready.
McDonald's.
I'm clipping and pasting that.
Yeah, McDonald's, the healthiest fast food spot in the
least,
nation.
The least unhealthy. I don't know if you can call it the healthiest.
It's like jogging.
So they got 50 Cent double cheeseburgers through their app.
I'm not downloading an app. Next.
No, that's true.
I'm not doing that. Yeah.
It sounded good in theory.
It's funny. Every time I go, do you have the mobile app? No, lady. Like, who the hell have a McDonald's mobile? I'm sure it's some people that do. Yeah.
And I mean, even if I was still going to McDonald's, I'm beefing with McDonald's off of the app because I'm pretty sure that the Apple Pies, correct me if I'm wrong, is it that the Apple Pies are no longer a dollar unless you get them in the app or something like that? Oh, no, that's Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box. The tacos, two for a dollar, aren't two for a dollar unless you get them in the app.
Oh,
so all these fast food places can miss me.
You're not helping me, Figgy. I don't want to download an app.
Yeah. Hey, again, didn't we just establish work? I don't want to do that.
I guess you don't want the 50 cent double.
That's I would love a 50 cent double cheeseburger.
Wendy's, they're selling their junior bacon cheeseburgers for a penny with any purchase through Sunday.
All right. So get an order of fries.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I'm good with that.
All right. I think that's number one on the power rankings of these deals right now.
Mm-hmm. Burger King rewards members. I'm already out on this.
Yeah.
Reward members. But you could get a free cheeseburger if they spend a dollar.
Nope. I don't want to be a rewards member.
Yeah, I think that might be third right now.
That's just so intimidating to me when you hear rewards members.
Are the cashiers like, ask you, are you a rewards member? No, God, no.
Now, like, I'm just trying to get a cheap burger. Now I got to give you my email. Yeah. This is a lot.
Yeah, can I get this? This is only for our rewards member. Oh, no, I'm out. I know I ain't one. Dairy Queen has free double cheeseburgers through the app if you want to spend a buck. And that deal also runs through Sunday.
Through the app, though.
All right, I think Dairy Queen might be second right now.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings have a buy one, get one deal for loyalty members. That's the other one that kind of scared me off. But shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Thirsty Thursday tomorrow with the drive.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they'll be broadcasting live. Yeah, man, those are a couple places.
You got me thinking about burgers, though, man. And everybody always asks, your favorite burger in Houston? Hit me. Give me three. Give me three places.
Oh, wow. He talked to you like you're a jukebox.
I know.
That's crazy.
Ooh. I'll give you mine to get started. Because I wrote them down when I saw this was coming.
I will also be writing these down. Thank you.
Burger Bodega.
That's
wrong. They're not in any real order. Rodeo Goat.
Rodeo Goat is good.
Yeah, for sure.
And then there's a place out I-10 that I just found a few months ago. Dude. Fantastic burger. It's a barbecue place. It's called Feges. F-E-G-E-S.
Okay.
Unbelievable burger.
Mm.
Okay. Those are my three.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I might be visiting one of those here in a few hours.
I'm going to get a burger today for sure.
I want to see if y'all would possibly get this burger. So Burger King, speaking of burgers, Burger King revealed their $1 million Whopper finalists. So it was a contest launch back in February where fans can submit a new Whopper idea for a chance to win $1 million.
Mm.
So these are the three burgers that made the finals.
Oh, good.
I want to see if y'all get this one. I think I'm trying to find my tambourine drop. Lopez might like this one right here.
Here we go.
Mexican street corn Whopper.
Doesn't sound bad. Because they have that crema in the Mexican street corn.
Yeah,
that
elote burger.
Yeah, that all doesn't sound too bad.
Okay, it sounds all right. Sound all right.
I'd eat that.
Mm-hmm.
The second finalist is Maple Bourbon Barbecue Whopper. This is tossed with bourbon barbecue sauce, jalapeno, bacon, and maple bacon seasoning.
I'd eat it. I just feel like barbecue sauce on burgers, I don't love it because barbecue sauce has such a strong flavor that now we're covering up the flavor of everything else we're doing here.
I agree. It's either great or awful when you put barbecue sauce
And you always feel awful afterwards, man.
Yes.
And the third one is the Fried Pickle Ranch Whopper. That's topped with bacon, fried pickles, Swiss cheese, and pickle ranch dressing.
That actually sounds pretty good, even though I'm not like a big pickle person myself.
I like fried pickles, and I obviously like the Whopper. I don't think I would like them together with that ranch dressing.
The fried pickle and ranch kind of got me.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Okay. Interesting burgers.
So which one would you go for?
I'm going to go Mexican street corn, man.
I'm interested in the elote.
And this one's seasoned with tortilla strips and spicy queso.
Oh, hell yeah. I hope they win.
Oh, they got queso on there, too?
Give them $1 million.
I like that I'm saying this like I'm even going to go to Burger King and pick up a burger. I'm not.
Hey, Burger King, come on now. Don't sleep on Burger King.
I am fully asleep. I am very snoozed.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So this tweet was going viral, I want to say yesterday or a couple days ago. And it kind of got me thinking about some different things we are super good at that nobody really does anymore in this day and age. So I seen a tweet pretty much talking about the people that was before that was born before 2000. What trivial skill do you have that no one uses anymore? And I got a couple of responses. So B. Scott actually responded to this. And I responded to the response with a Cedric the Entertainer joke from Kings of Comedy. So B. Scott mentioned backing up without a backup camera.
Yes, that's a good one.
And so I mentioned the Cedric the Entertainer skit when he was like backing up a spaceship or whatever.
Swinging his arms.
Yeah. So it kind of got me thinking. I got a little list of some of the ones that kind of made the list. So the ability to rewind a cassette tape using a pencil.
A pencil or your pinky?
Yeah, pinky.
I used to do that with your pinky. Yeah, the people wouldn't even know what a cassette was sometimes.
Yeah. What about proper grammar and punctuation?
I mean, look who you're talking to. So
how to write in cursive.
They don't even teach it.
I used to know how to write in cursive, but once I went to public school, they didn't really require it, and I forgot how.
Yeah, when you don't utilize it, it's funny because there's definitely some things that I remember, and then you'll get to a letter, and you're like, I don't even remember how that looks.
You don't write in cursive?
No.
You don't either?
Nah, not since third grade.
You do write in cursive?
I have horrible handwriting, but yes, I do.
Okay.
Nah, hey. I don't. I can't. Like, if somebody told me.
Seriously?
If somebody told me
you don't
do that,
write in
alphabet,
cursive.
Never.
Nah, hell, I barely write. I put everything in my phone.
Yeah.
I barely use lowercase letters. Like, I'm writing all caps just at various different sizes.
This is
my
wild,
handwriting style.
Man.
Yeah. So I want to get a couple of y'all thoughts on some things y'all do, but here's another one. How to use a rotary phone. Like, not just know how to dial, but, like, aggressively dial.
Yeah, no, I could do that. That was the phone of my youth. But I could see where... I've seen some videos where people looking at your rotary phone and, like, how does it work? What do you do with this?
What about this one? This one might work with me and Reggie, but how to fix CDs that skip.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a bunch of CDs, but how do you fix a CD that's
good? Hey, no, how do you do it?
How do you?
Mister, I have a bunch of CDs.
Yeah, I have a bunch. You pull it out and you wipe it like an album, right?
Now, sometimes you got to break out the alcohol pad. Yep, you got to blow on it to dry it a little bit.
You get like a, I've done it with albums and hence it translates to CDs. Sometimes you put alcohol, never a Q-tip, but you wrap a Q-tip like in a tissue. Works like a champ.
Okay. Some other ones, how to get the game cartridge to work by blowing inside of it.
That was one of the ones that came to mind for me for sure.
Both my sons could fix that. Like, where they did that so many times. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and sometimes you got to put it in soft pause.
All right.
Just so you can, you know.
Sometimes you just got to slam that thing in there.
Yeah. What about this one? This one before my time. How to refold a map, a paper map.
I'm convinced no one knows how to do that.
Yeah.
Literally no one. Up, man. No one knows how to do that.
I mean, just reading a map in general. Like, even with the GPS, man, folks with these maps, like, if it's not actively telling you exactly where to go, people are like, what is this?
Which way is north?
And I know some of that is just like some people are not naturally disposed to that. But yeah, no, reading a map is one I got on lock. One that came in on the 713 that said how to use a car cigarette lighter.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Y'all,
push-ins.
That's not before y'all's time, right?
No. My pops used to smoke, so he used to push
in. Yeah, it gets all red.
Yeah.
It gets all orange and red. And
dang,
all
that's crazy, man. They used to actually have that in the car.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. Shout out to Ray. I like this one on the YouTube. Straighten out a dollar bill on the side of a vending machine. That's an art.
Oh, yeah.
That's an art. Yeah. If you could do that, you were something special.
The funniest thing is when you see that somebody trying to put a dollar in, it's not working. Here, come here, young buck, let me get that. This is how you do it right here. Yeah. And then they go in and take the dollar. You be like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a couple more real quick. Programming a VCR.
Oh, back, that was college, my college career.
Yeah, that was tough sometimes.
I never programmed a VCR.
Oh, really? Was, okay.
My entire college career was
that. I remember programming SmackDown because I had to go to church with my mama on Thursday, so I would always miss SmackDown. So it was a couple times where I didn't record SmackDown. I was recording something else on Channel 3 and totally missed it. And there's no DVR, none of that stuff. So I was just sorry out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's all I got.
So I thought of, like, have y'all ever played pinball?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was the king of being able to get the ball away from being stuck without tilting the machine.
Ah, okay.
You know, because once you shake it, it tilts and you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
I could, for some reason, I had a knack at doing that because we used to play pinball a lot after football practice and just kill time at a pizza place. And the other thing, I can back up a trailer. Like, have you ever seen people try to back up a trailer that never backed up a trailer?
Yeah, I see it all the time, man.
Dude, like, it's comedy.
Yeah,
like it's comedy.
I feel like that might be more of a class thing than it is an age thing, though. Because I think there's still people out here backing up trailers all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
That are relatively young still as well.
Mm-hmm. I think the best one out of this list is being able to back up without a camera, man.
Yeah, that one is solid. You put your hand on that
headrest.
On the headrest on the passenger side. Get over that. Yeah.
What
man.
About Parallel Park?
Parallel Park.
Same thing.
Yeah.
There's some people that still parallel park. But they got times, right?
Yeah.
My wife can't parallel park.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to, you know, switch seats so I can park. I'm cold with that. I don't need, like, she got a camera in her car, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't need that camera. Turn around.
When I first got a car with a camera, I was like, I'm not going to use that. And after a while, you're just like, it's so much easier.
What's funny is I didn't even trust it at first. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I got to look back so I can see with my own eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I do appreciate there's a lot of space in that you can't see that you are like, oh, it's kind of nice to have this camera there. Right? Yeah. It's a slow erosion because at first you're like, nah, I don't need that. And then you're like, okay, but I'm going to use it just to get a little bit of a sight of that extra spot.
Yeah,
that
it doesn't hurt.
And then before you realize it, you're just looking at the camera. I always feel ashamed when I have that moment of clarity where I'm like, you are staring at a screen to back up this car. Like, damn, damn, how far I've
gone. No, the worst is people that still trying to back up with a camera still can't drive.
Yes.
It's just like, dog, you got a camera. Like, you got all this room back here.
Yeah.
Right. How did you park it poorly? What happened there? Shout out to the, I used to be an antenna artist. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh boy, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Right? You foil on the antenna, or even like if you did not have an antenna, just using a paper clip to get you a signal. I used to be good at that. Oh, man. I used to be great at that, in fact. All right, keep sending those
in. Point it this way, twist it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And obviously one that comes up is if you can drive stick, or starting up manual, all that.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the folks that are doing that, or giving it directions in general. Shout out Ray. That's a good point, because there's a lot of people that don't even know how to give directions.
Yeah.
Appreciate you hanging out with us, and appreciate you, Fig, for another great edition of Figgy's Mixtape. I will absolutely be going to get a cheeseburger.
Yeah, you got me thinking about it.
But the show is not over just yet. We got one more segment before we hand it over to the drive. I want to go back to Sunday night where there was a little bit of audio from field, the quarterback's meeting. I want to break this down and see, did you feel like the offense was deserved? We'll talk about it next.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.